The librarian was flat on his face with his hands over his head. Air roared up the side of the tower, carrying dust, wind, heat, and budgerigars. Rincewind's robe flapped around his chin. Letting go was unthinkable. He wasn't even sure if he could, until it wanted him to. Thin as smoke now, the spiral drifted out into the heat haze. And out over the red desert, and the unheeding kangaroos, and as the tail of it flew out over the coast and into the wall of storms, the warring airs melted peacefully together. The clouds stopped their stately spin around the last continent, boiled up in confusion and thunderheads, reversed their direction, and began to fall inwards. And the string whipped out of Rincewind's hand, stinging his fingers. The bull roarer flew away, and he didn't see it fall. This may have been because he was still pirouetting, but at last gravity overcame momentum and he fell full length on the boards.
"I think my feet have caught fire," he muttered.
The dead heat hung on the land like a shroud. Clancy, the stockman, wiped the sweat off his brow very thoroughly and wrung out the rag into an empty jam tin. The way things were going, he'd be glad of it. Then, carrying the tin with care, he climbed back down the windmill's ladder.
"The war's fine, boss. There's just no bloody water," he said.
Remorse shook his head.
"Look at them horses," he said. "Look at the way they're lying down, will you? That's not good. This is it, Clancy. We've battled through thick and thin, and this is too thick altogether by half. We may as well cut their poor bloody throats for the meat that's on them."
A gust of wind took his hat off for him and blew a lash of scent across the wilted mulga bushes. A horse raised his head. Clouds were pouring across the sky, rolling and boiling across each other like waves on a beach, so black that in the middle they were blue, lit by occasional flashes.
"What the hell's that?" said Clancy.
The horse stood up awkwardly and stumbled to the rusted trough under the windmill. Under the clouds, dragging across the land, the air shimmered silver. Something hit Remorse's head. He looked down. Something went plut in the red dust by his boot, leaving a little crater.
"That is water, Clancy," he said. "It's bloody water dropping out of the bloody sky."
They stared at one another with their mouths open, as around them the storm hit and the animals stirred and the red dust turned into mud which spattered them up to their waists. This was no ordinary rainstorm. This was the wet. As Clancy said later, the second best bloody thing that happened that day was that they were near high ground. The best bloody thing was that with all the corks on their hats, they were able to find the bloody things later on. There'd been a debate about having this year's regatta in Didgerbring a beer along, given the drought. But it was a tradition. A lot of people came into town for it. Besides, the organisers had discussed it long and hard all the previous evening in the bar of the Pastoral Hotel and had concluded that no worries, she'll be right. There were classes for boats pulled by camels, boats optimistically propelled by sails, and a high spot of the event, skiffs propelled by the simple expedient of the crew cutting the bottoms out, gripping the sides and running like hell. It always got a good laugh. It was while two teams were trotting upriver in the semi-final that the spectators noticed the black cloud pouring over Semaphore Hill like boiling jam.
"Bushfire," said someone. "Bushfire'd be white. Come on."
That was the thing about fire. If you saw one, everyone went to put it out. Fire spread like wildfire. But as they turned away, there was a scream from the riverbed. The teams rounded the bend neck and neck, carrying their boats at record-breaking speed. They reached the slipway, collided in their efforts to get up, made it to the top, locked together, and collapsed in splinters and screams.
"Stop the regatta!" panted one of the coxes. The river! The river!"
But by then everyone could see it. Around the bend, travelling slowly because it was pushing in front of it a huge logjam of bushes, carts, rocks and trees, was the flood. It thundered past and the mobile dam slid on, scything the river bottom free of all obstruction. Behind it, foaming water filled the river from bank to bank. They cancelled the regatta. A river full of water made a mockery of the whole island.